When you work with multiple vendors, along with benefit, it also brings along certain challenges for the vendor management office and the organization. One, you need increased efforts to integrate systems and manage vendors. There's a complex ownership and accountability because of different organizations working on your project. Lack of transparency among vendors. Vendors would not be very open to sharing their information or best practices with other vendors. So there's an increased risk, effort, and complexity, and unnecessarily constraining vendor capabilities through common governance and policies across all vendors. So every vendor would not be equally receptive to certain policies implemented as part of the governance model, which leads in certain constraints for some vendors. So these are certain challenges that you would have while you deal with multiple vendors as a part of the vendor management initiative. Let's look at the categorization of vendors. We discussed the type of vendors in one of the previous chapters, which could be hardware vendors, software, service vendors, telecommunication vendors, or cloud-based service vendors like software as a service or performance as a service. However, rather than the type of vendors, let's look at the categorization of vendors in terms of the business value or the level of partnership they have with the client organization. So you would have either suppliers, people who supply goods or services, values vendor, who bring along a higher level of value to the services or goods that they provide, to partners who generally own the problem and solution as if they were a part of the client organization. So these are three categories that we could have for vendors: supplier, values vendor, and partner. So let's look at how do each of them stack up against each other. So when we compare the categories of vendors with respect to scope of work, the supplier can only see their own area. So if they have to supply a particular software package, that's what they will be concerned about rather than worried about other aspects of your business. A values vendor will work together with others across silos, so they would give you more information or would be ready to understand how other divisions are working, what could be the challenges faced by them, or what could be the limitations or impact of the delivery that they have. Well, as a partner would own the problem, they would be able to own the problem as one of their own and suggest alternative solutions and even go to the extent of innovation, which we would talk about next. So with respect to innovation, a supplier would do some innovation if the client organization would ask them for it. Because they want to retain the contract, they would want to go one step further if the client wants some innovation in the delivery of service or product. The value vendor would accept innovation from others. They would be willing to implement any innovative service model, whereas a partner would mutually work with the client organization to develop innovative solutions. This brings a high level of service delivery because they own the problem as their own and they're ready to work together to develop innovative solutions. Coming to focus on the project, the supplier would have transactional focus on meeting their own service delivery guidelines. A values vendor would have an additional focus on operational excellence, whereas a partner would have a strategic focus in order to align the service delivery with the overall vision and objective of the organization. So they would be equally concerned about aligning the delivery and quality with the overall organization objectives. A supplier would concentrate on turning data into information. So they may process the raw data and give you certain information in terms of graphs or trends or certain inputs that they would identify. A values vendor would want to turn that information into knowledge to better implement their services. a knowledge to adapt in terms of tweak their products and services to meet your guidelines or overachieve the parameters. Whereas a partner would turn that knowledge into action so that there is a continuous improvement mechanism in the entire value chain. So the relationship of the client organization with the supplier would be either quarterly meetings or small reviews or some email communications. A values vendor would normally hold an annual supplier summit, whereas a partner would have a multi-year alliance with the client organization because they want to own the problem, work on innovative solutions, they want to become SMEs in terms of providing solutions to the organization, and would have a strategic focus and hence would want to work with the client organization for longer durations to achieve the desired levels of quality, performance, and positively impact the business and end user relationship with the client organization. So there are three different categories of vendors that you may come across while selecting, evaluating, and hiring vendors for different projects. Again, the selection or the category of vendor that you may need would depend upon the requirement of your project, because each would come with a different cost parameter as well. For example, hiring vendors who would work with you more as partners than a third-party vendor may come at a higher cost. However, the improvement in quality would more than compensate for an increase in cost. However, it becomes a strategic and a business decision on which vendor would you like to work with. So what are the basics of vendor categorization? We know the three categories that we have, but what are the basics of vendor categorization? One is the current spending or investment, known as the sunk cost required for the project. You may want to look at the future expected spending, the potential investment when you work with a category of vendor. Vendor strategic alignment. So how is the vendor or their output strategically aligned to your business vision or value? Dependency on the vendor. So how easy or how difficult it would be to switch from one vendor to another vendor. So you need to measure that as well. And what would be the breadth of product and service delivery, the capability and the capacity of the vendor that you would want to engage for your requirements. Let's look at the category of vendors. So here we have further categorized the vendors as strategic partners, emerging vendors, new vendors, legacy vendors, and tactical suppliers. Vendors who focus more on transactional projects rather than looking at strategic engagement with the organization. So in terms of sunk cost, strategic partners would have a higher sunk cost, same as legacy vendors, whereas emerging vendors and tactical suppliers would be low in terms of sunk cost. Potential investment will again be high for strategic partners and emerging vendors compared to a normal tactical supplier. However, a strategic partner or a vendor who would want to move to the strategic partner category would bring on a higher business value compared to a tactical supplier who is more focused on transactional efficiency, who is not aligned to your overall business vision or vision. So in case of a strategic partner where you have a higher cost of engagement and you would have a more mature outsourcing engagement, usually the switching cost would be higher compared to any other vendor that you would have. And these strategic partners would also come with a higher breadth of capacity. They would be able to implement more solution both in terms of quality and quantity as required when you compare the other category of vendors. So again, these are certain ways of looking at vendors, evaluating vendors, based on the specific project requirements that you want to engage vendors for. So who would you hire and who fits the solution that you would have depending upon your project scale, depending upon the output that you would want from a certain project. So let's now talk about vendor consolidation. What are the advantages of vendor consolidation? One, it reduces the cost of supporting, maintaining, and managing multiple vendors and facilitates centralization of vendor management and enables IT teams to present a single consistent face to its customers. So a same vendor working on multiple projects, it lets you present a single face to the customers, makes it easier to pass on unified message to end customers and also to stakeholders. It reduces the number of support contracts to negotiate and manage, allows IT to simplify the administrative workload entailed in negotiating, monitoring, and managing multiple support contracts, and reduce the associated legal review efforts because you consolidate multiple contracts into one. So the management resources with terms in respect to contract negotiation and managing the entire contract during the duration of the project is reduced. So it becomes easier and to require less resources in terms of administrative functions or processes. Then you will have an increased procurement process leverage along with an increased transparency and visibility because you have a consolidated process in place with enhanced control and tracking of vendor performance becomes easier when you have a consolidated vendor management process. So what steps do you follow when it comes to vendor consolidation? First, you need to have a future operating model in place along with a consolidation plan, a change management planning. So how do you make change requests? How does a change request communicated and reviewed and either approved or rejected? Transaction planning along with a plan to risk manage and control. How do you forecast a risk in the process? Early warning signals, and how do you mitigate and control those risk elements? Knowledge and performance management, moving towards a continuous improvement culture. So, let's now talk about strategic vendor management. So, in a strategic vendor management, first you would have a reference customer where you gather more insights and market intelligence. You have a strategic budget information with strategic information on a delivery of the project, or vendor sales opportunities, executive relationship building. So key executives in both organizations interact with each other. Business initiatives are taken, at times joint business initiatives, holds true especially for suppliers who join you as partners, who would want to implement solutions, who would want to work on problem-solving initiatives with the client organization. Hence, you have a 360-degree evaluation of the overall vendor management initiative and the performance. It provides objective feedback during the implementation, and hence you have incidental spending as well as vendor rewards to reward them for better performance or achieving certain standards and specifications set for key performance indicators. This was chapter 3 where we spoke about having a federal structure for the vendor management office, which works best compared to having a normal centralized or a decentralized structure. And we also discussed the different category of vendors. See you in the next chapter. Thank you very much.